Good afternoon. A beautiful early June day in progress across interior New York and New England, as we'll have plenty of sunshine throughout the afternoon. High pressure is building in at the surface. Still a little bit of energy passing through in the mid-levels of the atmosphere, which will generate some cloud cover. But a general mix of sun and clouds will allow temperatures to climb into the upper 70s to near 80 degrees by mid to late afternoon. As that deep trough of low pressure from earlier in the week continues to lift out, we'll be dominated by high pressure for the next couple of days. Cutting underneath the high through the Ohio Valley and toward the mid-Atlantic coast will be a wave of low pressure late tonight and tomorrow. Right now, it looks like this system will shear enough off to our south that it will bring an increase in cloud cover to start the weekend, but any rain showers will be limited to the southernmost Catskills, the lower Hudson Valley, and coastal sections of New England at its northernmost point. With the cloud cover, though, temperatures will be held back into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs on Saturday. Regardless, this low will track off the eastern seaboard for Sunday, leaving everyone mostly sunny and dry. A little bit of cooler air flowing in, but still nice with low humidity, highs in the mid-70s. That high pressure will dominate into Monday with mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 70s before some humidity starts to return on Tuesday, pushing temperatures into the lower 80s under a mix of sun and clouds. The next wave of low pressure will approach on Wednesday with a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the lower to mid-80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level high across the southern Great Plains over the next few days will support seasonably hot temperatures across much of the plains and also for much of the Intermountain West into the weekend. The hottest weather is expected for the lower elevations of the desert southwest and western high plains with some 100-plus degree readings likely. At the same time, a series of upper-level disturbances moving across the northern tier of the nation are expected to produce showers and thunderstorms from portions of the northern and central Great Plains through the lower Missouri Valley eastward and into the southern Great Lakes and mid-Atlantic near the stationary front. The Storm Prediction Center has issued a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of the northern and central plains where large hail and damaging wind will be the primary threats. Meanwhile, across the west, a front will slowly work its way onshore into the Pacific Northwest, bringing rain into western Washington, Oregon, and far northwestern California. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny, lower 80s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 70s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today 76 degrees, the average low 54. The record high 93 set in 2011 and in 1984, and the record low 38 in 1951. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m., sunset this evening 8:32 p.m., 15 hours and 15 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and a bit milder today with highs in the mid-70s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, warmer today with highs around 80. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds and warmer today with highs in the mid-70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and milder today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds and milder today with highs in the upper 70s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine closer to the Canadian border, a mix of sun and clouds along I-90 and more clouds well to our south with a chance of showers closer to the coast, highs in the middle 70s. Mostly sunny and pleasant Sunday, lower humidity in the mid 70s. More sunshine on Monday, still pleasant in the upper 70s. A bit more humidity with a mix of sun and clouds on Tuesday, warmer, lower 80s. A mix of sun and clouds with more humidity on Wednesday leading to scattered showers and some thunderstorms lower to mid-80s, and increasing sunshine with lower humidity on Thursday, high temperatures though still around 80 degrees. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.